Page 49, measure number 22-178, Sandy Am Canyon School District number 129J. Referred to the people by the Sandy Am Canyon School Board. Bonds to construct schools, improve safety and security, add classrooms. Question, shall Sandy Am Canyon School District improve safety, replace school, add vocational classrooms, issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $17.9 million? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary. If approved, this measure is expected to finance capital costs to enhance vocational and academic programs for junior high and high school students, security upgrades to improve safety, construction of a new junior and senior high school to address overcrowding, replace a failing building, remove temporary portable classrooms, new cafeteria at the elementary school to improve instructional schedules, construction of office, library, core education spaces, and an auxiliary gymnasium, furnishing and equipping for the above projects, demolition of existing buildings, pre-project planning, site improvements, upgrades to existing high school buildings, and bond fees. The district would establish a citizen oversight committee to ensure proceeds are used for purposes indicated. Bonds would mature in 25 years or less from the date of issuance. Estimated levy rate is $2.45 per $1,000 assessed value. For the owner of a home with an assessed value of $100,000, the estimated additional monthly cost would be $20.42 per month or $245 per year. Actual rates may differ based on changes in interest rates and assessed values. Explanatory statement, Sandy Am Canyon School District serves students from the rural communities of Mill City, Gates, Detroit, Idana, Marion Forks, and Little North Fork and surrounding areas. Sandy Am Elementary School and Sandy Am Junior and Senior High School have a combined enrollment of 570 students. In the past 2 years, enrollment has increased by approximately 40 students, and projections are for continued growth. Sandy Am Canyon schools face challenges. School safety and security needs have changed. Instructional space for vocational and academic programs for junior high and high school students is limited. Built in 1954, our junior and senior high school is an overcrowded, outdated facility that has failing mechanical and structural issues. It was not designed for separation of middle and high school students, does not meet current safety standards, and contains old hazardous materials such as asbestos. Sandy Am Elementary School enrolls 310 students in grades K through 6 and is out of classroom space for additional growth or programs. Explanatory statement continued. Community identified priorities. In 2017, the district formed a long-range facilities plan committee that represented community members and school staff. A facility analysis was conducted by outside architects, engineers, and school construction professionals. The Citizens Committee proposed a bond measure supported by the school board to fund the following capital projects: enhance vocational and academic programs for junior high and high school students through expansion of hands-on learning spaces. The district has added student programming in recent years with addition of industrial arts and shop classes, music and health occupation technical classes. Improve life safety and security. Reduce overcrowding by constructing a new junior and senior high school to address overcrowding. Replace a failing building. Remove temporary portable classrooms. This bond proposal would replace the classroom portion of the campus, leaving the auditorium, gym, and shop building. New cafeteria at the elementary school to improve instructional schedules. Currently, lunch starts as early as 10:30 a.m. to fit all K through 12 students in one cafeteria. Construction of office, library, core education spaces, and an auxiliary gymnasium. Replacement versus repair. Expert recommendations are that the Sandy Am Junior and Senior High School classroom building is a better candidate for replacement compared to repair. The cost to repair this aging facility does not make sense due to the condition and educational adequacy of the building. It does not meet current safety standards and contains old hazardous materials such as asbestos. The district's innovative design and construction of the new classroom buildings is estimated to cost taxpayers 40% less than current standard school construction. Bond funds can only be used for voter-approved projects. The principal amount cannot exceed $17.9 million, and bonds would mature in 25 years or less. Law prohibits the use of bond funds for any expense not listed on the ballot. citizen oversight for bond expenditures. A long-term citizen oversight committee would be appointed to ensure that all bond funds are used for the purposes approved by voters. Their role would include communicating project implementation to the public and overseeing spending. Submitted by Todd A. Miller, superintendent. No arguments were submitted in opposition to this measure. Page 50, Measure 22-178, Argument in Support. A local committee studied an architectural report outlining the condition of our school facilities. Many recommended upgrades, repairs, or maintenance could be accomplished within the district's budget. More expensive items required an evaluation of the cost-effectiveness of facility repairs or replacement. The aging high school classroom building is in need of significant upgrades and repairs, including roofing, asbestos abatement, earthquake reinforcements, HVAC system upgrades, electrical and plumbing upgrades, security systems, and ADA accessibility improvements. Furthermore, portable classrooms are being used to meet space requirements. Repairing the existing classroom building does not improve educational offerings or address space needs. A bond would be necessary to pay for these expensive repairs and may not be repaid before more repairs are required. Additional facilities are also needed. Currently, all students use one cafeteria, requiring student shifts. The first lunch period for elementary students begins at 10:30 a.m. Additionally, state-mandated changes require PE time for all students, overtaxing the current gymnasium. In the past, state support funds financed schools with a specific dollar amount per student. Districts levied local property taxes to cover differences between state funds and the actual cost of operating schools. Local revenue sources, like the timber tax, were extra revenue that school boards used to fund expensive projects. When Measure 5 went into effect in 1991, the state rolled timber tax money into the state support fund equation, resulting in some districts losing that extra revenue. Currently, when districts need money for major projects, they must go to voters with a bond measure such as this. We believe that this bond gives our students modern facilities, improved safety, and the same advantages of an enlarged curriculum other districts provide. Several design iterations were considered to find the most cost-effective way to provide needed facilities for our students and allow for space and future growth. Public education is strong because it is always paid forward. This information furnished by Anita Leach, supporting Sandy M. students. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder about your ballot. Oh no, my signature was not accepted. What do I do? Marion County Clerk verifies the signature on every ballot with the voter signature on file for each voter. If it cannot be determined that the signature on the ballot matches the signature on file for a voter, the voter is sent a letter and given 14 days from the date of the election to verify that the signature on the ballot is theirs and/or to update their signature. If you get a letter questioning your signature, you must respond. If you do not respond, your ballot will not be counted. Your voter registration will be inactivated, and you will not receive a ballot for the next election. On the next page is a sample copy of the letter that is sent to a voter whose signature is questioned at an election. Page 51, here's a sample of the letter. Signature does not match response required. The requested information must be received in our office no later than 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June 4th, in order for your ballot to be counted. Postmark will not count. If you do not respond, your ballot for this election cannot be counted, and your voter registration status will become inactive per ORS 254.470 sub 8 and 9 and ORS 254.426 sub 4 and 5. Please complete and return the form on the other side of this notice. Dear voter, your ballot has been received in our office. The signature on your return ballot envelope does not match the signature on your most current voter registration card. Signatures must match for ballots to be counted. There must be an accurate signature on file when a voted and returned ballot is processed. We compare the signature on every returned ballot envelope to the voter's signature on file. In order for your ballot to be counted, you must respond no later than 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June 4th, 2019. If you do not respond, Oregon election law requires that we then change your registration status to inactive. Inactive status means you will not receive ballots for future elections or be qualified to sign petitions until you update your registration with the signature you will be using for voting purposes. To respond, please update your registration with the signature you will be using for voting purposes by completing and submitting the voter registration form on the other side of this notice. Note, additional lines are provided for your various writing styles. Please note, starting May 29th, 8 days after the election, our office is required by Oregon law to disclose your name and address to a political party or other public entity if a list of electors is challenged, signatures is requested. ORS 254.431, sub 3, sub B. If you are unable to sign your name consistently or you believe someone else signed your ballot envelope, please contact our office at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Thank you for your prompt attention to this matter. Please note, a voter registration card accompanies this letter. In order for the individual to update his or her signature for the voter file, see the next four pages.